If we have within ourselves a strong potential for spiritual realizations, then with this condition, we will easily develop and maintain profound knowledge and spiritual realizations. That sounds pretty obvious when you think about it, isn't it? If we have within us, if we have a strong potential, okay, strong potential for spiritual realizations, then with this condition, we can easily develop and maintain spiritual realizations. So pretty obvious, isn't it? Everything is dependently related. Everything depends on causes and conditions. So for a spiritual practitioner like ourselves, the principal condition is that we have a strong potential. Just like I was talking last week about the seed of a tree or the acorn that gives rise to an oak tree. That has a potential, doesn't it? So we need a potential. We need a strong potential to gain spiritual realizations. If we have this, piece of cake, easy. Then he says, we can accomplish this condition, a strong potential for spiritual realizations, within ourselves, by sincerely practicing the Guru Yoga of the wisdom Buddha Jesongkhapa. So again, our Guru is just giving everything to us easily. He's saying this condition, which makes sure that we have realizations quickly, this condition is to sincerely practice the Guru Yoga of the wisdom Buddha Jesongkhapa. Okay, that is the condition. He's not saying there are other conditions, he's saying this is the condition. These teachings come from the Ganden emanation scripture. They are part of the wisdom of Buddha Manjushri. Yeah, so, of course, if we want this condition, we need to rely sincerely and purely upon the wisdom Buddha Manjushri. He says, through this, through our sincere reliance, through this Guru Yoga, we will receive the powerful blessings of all the Buddhas through our Guru, so that we will easily develop and maintain profound knowledge and spiritual realizations. Practitioners such as Gyalwa Ensapa and his disciples, and Jay Sherab Senge and his disciples, are witnesses to this. They attained the state of enlightenment within 3 years. This is magical, Geshe-la says. This is magical. Through this, we can understand how fortunate we are to have the opportunity to practice these instructions. Okay, so Geshe-la is just inviting us. It's an invitation or an instruction, whichever way you like. He's saying, if we do exactly as the heart disciples of Jesongkhapa did, if we do exactly the same, we have sincere reliance upon Jesongkhapa by practicing his Guru Yoga, then these realizations will naturally come because we will be receiving powerful blessings from all the Buddhas of the Ten Directions through our Guru. Our living Guru, our living spiritual guide, will act as like the magnifying glass through which all the blessings of all the Buddhas will come. So, of course, if we want realizations, if we want to solve all our problems and get over our sufferings permanently, and we have a bit of wisdom, we'll follow this advice. It's our freedom to follow this advice or not. We can choose. You know, I don't want this advice. Okay, fine. If we don't want to follow, then don't expect realizations. If we expect realizations, we need to follow this advice. We must dedicate ourselves wholeheartedly to a lifelong training in the Guru Yoga of Jesongkhapa, without doubt. It's not something you just try for a few weeks and then, oh, I'll give it up now. You've got to do it regularly, diligently, sincerely, purely, again and again and again, for those blessings to come. He says there are two principal Guru Yogas of Jesongkhapa, offering to the spiritual guide, and the hundreds of deities of the Joyful Land, which are both extracted from the Ganden emanation scripture. You know, both of these pujas are taken from these Ganden oral lineage teachings. The practices of these two Guru Yogas are powerful methods to grow our potential for attaining enlightenment quickly, so that we can attain enlightenment quickly. So Geshe La is telling us that this is the way to do it. If you want to gain realizations, which we do, because a realization, for example, a realization of emptiness, destroys our delusions, which destroys all our suffering. So if we want these realizations, then we need a spirit, a strong potential. We need a powerful potential within ourselves that those realizations will come. Yeah? How do we get that potential? Through engaging in the guru yoga of Jesam Karpa, offering to the spiritual guide hundreds of deities of the joyful land. You can say like heart jewel practice or wish fulfilling jewel. These practices, relying on the wisdom Buddha. Then, with these practices, which are powerful methods to grow our potential, we can attain enlightenment quickly. Okay, so we've got strong potential, nothing to stop us from attaining enlightenment quickly. If all the causes and conditions are gathered together, how can anyone stop us getting enlightened? Nothing. Nothing can stop us.